USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An outbreak of COVID-19 at a Walmart in Aurora, Colorado, has killed several employees. KCNC-TV reporter Dominic Garcia spoke with Jesse Metcalf, an employee at the store, who says management tried to keep employees from knowing about the outbreak.
The Tri-County Health Department has closed the store, and Jesse has no idea when she'll go back to work.
We reached out to the health department, and they told us to call Walmart. But nobody answers the phone or anything.
When your store opens back up, do you trust that management will do what's necessary to keep you safe?
No, I don't.
Many Walmart employees say they're worried about going back to work with the pandemic still spreading in their community. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Phoenix for Sunday. It's the earliest such a warning has been issued for Arizona's most populous city. Temperatures ranging up to 107 degrees will produce dangerously hot conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Florida is preparing for the upcoming storm season. USA's John Hunt has more.
Florida officials are considering adjusting the state's hurricane response plans to prepare for the possibility of an early storm season coinciding with the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Division of Emergency Management Director, Jared Moskowitz, said they're considering using hotel rooms instead of schools or mass shelters to allow people to continue social distancing. People there would be given masks and other protective gear while having their temperature monitored. The director also said the state might want to talk about rideshare companies providing transportation to those facilities to avoid the problems that buses or shuttles would create. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The risk of catching viruses, including COVID-19, can be increased when you touch your face. Yet studies have shown that people actually touch their faces more than 16 times an hour. USA's John Clemens reports.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Heller of Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes, there are mucous membranes there at your tear duct where often you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, self-infect.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.